Representatives from West and Central African countries are Thursday concluding a conference in Accra, Ghana, aimed at putting a stop to the illegal timber trade. The three-day regional conference, entitled Experiences from the Voluntary Partnership Agreements, VPA, Process in West and Central African Countries, is being organized by the Forestry Commission of Ghana in partnership with the Food and Agriculture Organization, the FAO. The gathering has been tackling themes such as timber tracking systems and monitoring forest governance. FAO Program Manager Robert Simpson spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the conference.
We're talking about here a regional conference on illegal logging in West and Central Africa. The first question I wanted to ask you is just to get an idea of what we're dealing with here. How prevalent is it?
It's an interesting question. Because of the nature of the logging being illegal, it's very hard sometimes to actually measure how prevalent it is. But the World Bank estimated at one point in time that between $15 billion are lost in government revenue to different governments around the world because of illegal logging. And other institutions have estimated anywhere from 20 to 30% of timber on international markets is from suspect sources or non-verifiable sources. Dealing with sometimes a significant amount of timber that you're not necessarily certain about.
Now, there's a conference that has been going on in Ghana with the support of FAO looking at this issue. I wanted to ask you just what has been coming out of that conference? What positive aspects have been coming out of that conference?
Yes, well, the conference is organized in partnership with FAO, the Ghanaian Forest Commission, the EFI, the Forest Governance Forum, here in Ghana. And it's been very interesting. The main objectives of the conference were really to bring people together and discuss some of the issues in illegal logging. So some of the main ideas coming out have really been the need for increased coordination and partnership between institutions in countries, but also increased coordination between countries themselves to look at the issues, really challenging them to implement actions that stop illegal logging. So a lot of things on coordination and communication, but also looking at more rigorous ways technically to monitor and track timber as it moves through the supply chains.
I mean, there are countries that have already signed up to an agreement. We're looking at Cameroon, Central African Republic, Ghana, Liberia, and Republic of Congo. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Absolutely. In fact, in Western Central Africa, there's a total of 8 countries that are working toward a VPA, in fact, and some have already and ratified their agreement, while others are just starting negotiations with the European Commission. Globally, there's a total of 14 countries that are working toward a voluntary partnership agreement. So there's a significant momentum in the world moving toward better governance and more traceability of timber movements in the world.
Yes, you were talking there about the European Commission, the European Union, and we were talking also about Africa, but it does seem that all continents need to be playing their part in this.
Well, it's interesting. Yes, that program is funded through the European Union, so we're grateful to their support. But the a lot of timber initially comes from supplier countries. A lot of those countries are all over the world. In fact, many are developing countries. And that timber moves through the processing chain in different countries, oftentimes through Asia, and then eventually is consumed in either the United States or the European Union member states. So there's a global supply network that should be monitored in order to assure legality around the world. I think it's interesting, one point to add, this is one opportunity to bring stakeholders together to discuss illegal logging in Central and West Africa. But globally, it's very interesting because there's increasingly momentum toward assuring legality of timber sources. And there's, in addition to the work that the European Commission is doing with their recent EU timber regulation to stop illegal timber entering the European Union member states, there's also the Lacey Act and actions by the government of Japan and Australia that are all working in concert to try to eliminate illegal logging and illegal timber products on international markets.